individual business people were kind to you, helped
they
you?
They were very kind to me in Tulsa. The best friends I had in Tulsa were the business people, and that's still true today.
You were trying to answer all these prayer requests that were coming in 59 and 60. I think along about that time, IBM has just turning out the new 1400 computer.
Yes, I sent Al Bush up there when I heard about it because we were using plain typewriters. We had 200 of them. And no matter how many we got, we couldn't stay up with the mail. And I had a dedication to the people who wrote me that we would read your letter. We would pick out something in it, which we would say back in our letter to you to let you know we solved the letter. And that made the mail even more. The mail was just covering us up. 1 million letters a year at that time. It went up from that. But it was 1 million letters a year at that time. And I heard about IBM coming out with the 1400. And the man in my office who was mechanical was Al Bush. And I sent him up there, and I said, don't come back until you show them how they can adapt the 1400 to me answering my letter personally. Nobody had ever done that in the ministry that I knew about.
Or perhaps in the world of computers had never been done.
We were getting thousands and thousands of letters. We had 30, 40 people answering. My words, I never let anybody answer a letter. I sat down and talked the letter, and they took different paragraphs that I spoke, and they chose the paragraph that would fit the letter that came. I always said, Dear John, and I greeted the family. I remember one year we had 7 million letters that came into the office, and we had answered every one of them. When we got the 1400, they had transformed it through Al Bush's mechanical gifts, and we brought it to Tulsa. And we were happy people because we could answer our mail in the most personal way. And the mail took off again.
So you actually looked at every letter?
I didn't.
No. But you said you spoke. You were able to speak your words.
I took a number of letters each week.
Right.
And I would read them and pray over them. And I would answer those letters personally.
Right.
And then I talked to my letter writers, and I said, this is what I want. I want you to take my paragraphs that I'm saying to these people, and you choose the paragraph, and you have to be careful because I will know. The people will let me know if the letter isn't personal.
Yep.
So it stayed personal, just like it is today.
Gentleman by the name of Lee Braxton. Who was Lee Braxton to you?
Lee Braxton was a businessman in North Carolina who had 22 corporations and flew to my Miami meeting in 1949 and was sold. He sold himself on the crusade. He came up to be healed and was healed of something in his body and went back to North Carolina and contacted me. And he flew to Tulsa because he said, you've got to know a man in his own town. He joined me as a dollar-a-year man and stayed with me for, I guess, 30, 40 years.
And he encouraged you to get involved in Tulsa's community life, the downtown Rotary Club.
Yes, he changed my thinking. I was just concerned about my own ministry, and I didn't know anybody in Tulsa knew about me, really. I was so involved in my personal ministry, and he said, it's wrong. He said, you're in this town, and you're a prominent businessman, and you're getting bigger every year. You must go to the club. You got to join Rotary and other clubs, and go to the Chamber of Commerce, and let them elect you on the executive committee and so on. And I did it. It was the right thing to do.
You were also then appointed to the board of directors of the Bank of Oklahoma?
Yes, I was appointed to that through John Williams, who took an interest in my ministry.
Also Oklahoma Natural Gas?
Oklahoma Natural Gas. I forget the president's name right now.
Charlie Grant.
Charlie was a dear friend of mine. I cut off joining any other, but those were great, great businesses.